CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden is unveiling a plan that will help around 500,000 people who've been in this country illegally. There are critics, as we hear from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
To qualify, an immigrant must have lived in the United States for 10 years and be married to a U.S. citizen.
It's an abuse of the law. It is not what the statute was intended to do.
Julie Kirshner is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
There are millions and millions of people who've applied for green cards legally, and this move is going to put this group of people, it's going to let them jump the line.
New York's top court has declined to hear Donald Trump's gag order appeal in his hush money case, leaving those restrictions in place following his felony conviction last month. Outgoing Boeing CEO David Calhoun testifies soon on Capitol Hill in the wake of the Alaska Airlines door blowout earlier this year and other safety issues.
Calhoun will take responsibility for that door panel incident. He's also expected to outline the steps the company is taking to make improvements, including its new safety and quality action plan recently submitted to the FAA. He will also tell senators Boeing's culture is, quote, far from perfect, but we are taking action and making progress.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleve on Capitol Hill. The shooter who killed five people and injured 19 others at a nightclub in Colorado Springs in 2022 has pleaded guilty to 50 federal hate crimes. Anderson Lee Aldrich is also serving life in prison now after pleading guilty last year to state charges. From the Midwest to the Northeast, it feels like the dead of summer and the season is still 2 days away. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking the heat wave.
Over the next several days, we are going to be dealing with a heat index that is over 100 from Ohio into the Northeast. That's by day. Nighttime low temperatures will have a tough time getting below the 80-degree mark.
Well, tropical storm warnings are up for the Texas coast as a storm system that could dump heavy rain along the Gulf Coast gathers steam. Fire crews in California have now gained some control over the area's first major wildfire of the year. It's burned more than 15,000 acres. L.A. County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher-Burkhout says it's 20% contained.
The temperatures are going to kind of hang out at that 85-degree mark, which is hot but not super hot. But I think our biggest battle is with the wind and what it decides to do.
Grammy-winning singer Justin Timberlake arrested on Long Island early this morning on a DWI charge. He was arraigned in court and released. Wall Street, the Dow is down about 8 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. That's leading to potential delays, parking restrictions downtown, and a planned protest in Monument Square. Community centers, libraries, and village halls in Racine and Kenosha counties are being used as cooling centers. You can call 211 to find a place near you. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes eliminating over 100 positions. It's due to school closures, declining enrollment, and administration cuts. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack cocaine by bypassing normal search procedures due to a medical condition. Police say the inmate traded drugs with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. There's a slight swim risk for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service says there's a higher risk further north in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers fall to the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 5-3 last night to the Angels in Anaheim. Milwaukee producing only 5 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It wasn't a great ball game for us, for sure. I mean, we had opportunities many times to play. We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball, defense, pitching. Offense, we had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through. So, yeah, that's disappointing.
NBA, last night in Boston, the Celtics eliminate the Mavericks 106-88, an NBA record 18th championship for the franchise.
You get very few chances in life to be great, and you get very few chances in life to carry on the ownership and the responsibility of what these banners are and all the great people, all the great players that came here. And when you have few chances in life, you just got to take the bull by the horns and you got to just own it, and our guys own it.
That's Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79.
Right now, it's 84.
Just in their summer clothes. news and timeless hits, WRJN. 10 after 1, Chris Morrow in for Cindy today, filling in while she's on vacation. Just looking out my back door, seeing the whole world go by in CCR.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Do-do-do, looking out my back door. It's giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Max Bang-a-Gong with local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN with an invitation to head to downtown Racine for music and fun as Music on the Monument starts up again on Friday, June 28th. First up this year, it's the Stoned Blues Band. Tables and chairs are down there. You can bring your own if you want, maybe a blanket to sit on some of the grass. And, of course, our downtown restaurants will be open for food and drink as well. You'll feel the rhythm, let loose a little bit, enjoy the Music on the Monument event starting on June 28th. You can get all the details and all kinds of downtown events by going to the Downtown Racine website. It is, interestingly enough, a simple website. It's racinedowntown.com.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or VivaLift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Are we mowing? Are we mowing? Are we mowing? Are we mowing?
Timeless hits, WRJN. Summer sounds best with these timeless hits, including a soulful strut.
Thank you. Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. In the police statement, they report a protest is planned in Monument Square. Downtown businesses will be open throughout the day. Community centers, libraries, and village halls are being used as cooling centers throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. The heat is on again today, with governments providing relief from the high temps. All of the Racine community centers are providing refuge if required, as are the libraries in Kenosha. Each community has a listing online of where you can cool off. The thin blue line flag was flown at Racine City Hall yesterday. It was to recognize the five-year anniversary of the death of police officer John Hetland. Hetland was off duty when he tried to stop a robbery at Teaser's Bar, but was shot and killed. A statement says the flag is meant to symbolize the city's respect for his sacrifice. A program designed to promote the physical and mental well-being of cancer patients is being continued in Kenosha County. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is once again offering the RecPlex Living Well Scholarship as they observe National Cancer Survivor Month. The goal of the program is to promote well-being through regular exercise, and it's open to people that have undergone cancer treatment in the past year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Right now, it's 82.
Your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being cruel, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus. Yourself free.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Cindy Huber taking a little to vacation time this week. I'm Chris Morrow filling in this afternoon for Cindy and for Kurt. This band still touring. I see them on Facebook all the time. The Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nothing. And feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me floating above. One day up near Salinas, long, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy long when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Timeless hits. Doesn't get much more timeless than Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee, and Chris Morrow and for Cindy Huber here. Looking forward to more of these great big deals that we're selling at WRJN.com. The big deal store is full of savings and all kinds of local food, all kinds of great restaurants. There's merchandise, there's services, there's things for kids there. All you need to do is log on to our website, WRJN.com. Take a look at all the chances to save at least 30% or up to 50% when we do our big deal of the day a couple of times a week. Again, if you're looking for something that's worth $40, cost you just $28. $20 certificate for just $14. Again, click on the big deals tab at WRJN.com. Listen for our big deal of the day a couple of times a week and start saving 30 to 50% with WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand. You know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
Girls are hip.
news and timeless hits on WRJN, the Beach Boys, California Girls, and Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber. Things a little messy downtown. Festival Park hosting an event this afternoon. It starts at 3 and traffic starting to tie things up a little bit down there. So if you're inconvenienced, that's the reason. Should be done by about 4:30.
What?